I would have whistled a technical foul on the coach myself, but I'm not a basketball referee and I don't have the knowledge, so we have to find out from a person who's actually had the chance to experience basketball and doing some officiating, and thankfully we can have Pat Johnston make the official ruling for us here on the Morning Team Show on WSGW. It's 6:23. You're with Charlie and Denise and Pat on WSGW. I hope you've brought your referee's whistle, Pat Johnston, because, again, I need an official ruling since, again, you have officiated basketball. You might have a better...
It's been a long time, but, yeah, I'll
like
try.
Like I said, I would have whistled a T. So this this is from a youth girls' basketball game, and here's the video. And apparently it shows a coach, as it says here, using a tactic to help his team secure a steal. Check this out. Here's how the video starts. This is the coach. Here's where the T for me is. Standing on the court to hide a player who's crouched behind him. So when the play starts and the ball is pushed up the court by the other team, this player sneaks out from behind the coach and goes up behind the other player and steals the basketball.
That doesn't seem right.
No. Again, I'm whistling this coach for a T.
I don't know what the well, he's on the court, so I don't like that.
No, you right. Yeah, that's not allowed.
Right.
Can't be on the court of play. And no. Then I mean,
but he didn't get a penalty at all for that?
It doesn't say in here. It just says the ball was put into play. The girl quickly ran out from behind her coach, snuck up behind the unsuspecting point guard, and the ball was stolen. Doesn't say exactly what happened in the aftermath.
Right. Right. Unless the referees didn't see it. I mean, that's possible, too.
Well, there's a possibility, too, because maybe they were down, the, you know, watching the action. And,
and they could have thought maybe the coach was talking to a player or something. Who knows?
Giving a little leeway.
You know, so, yeah, sometimes they do that.
The coaches are right there on the sidelines. You step, okay. But
kind of the sportsmanship angle.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. It's like, really? And what's this coach teaching his young players?
Yeah. I mean, now there were, you know, there was the old ruse that sometimes you'd play where you would pretend you're tying your shoe, you know, and the play would go on, and then you'd go in and sneak up and steal the ball, you know. But that was, you know, that's just, there was no coach on the floor.
No, that's
for
an
that.
Individual player doing something. I mean, there are certain times that trick players are tried in sports, but usually it's not with a coach assist. Coach may draw it up, but the players have to do it themselves. The coach can't assist. Jeez. I mean, this is a youth girls basketball game.
You're right. That's the thing. It's a youth girls
basketball.
And
did somebody know it? Because somebody's taking this video.
Yeah.
I mean, it's right there. They focus on the girl hiding behind the coach, and it's like somebody knew the play was on.
Right. Yeah. My guess is that the referees didn't see it either.
So that's maybe guessing. That's it.
And why would they, in a way? They're following the play. They're not going to be paying attention to what's happening on the other side of the court.
Not expecting that the coach is going to do something that underhanded.
That's the other thing, yeah.
Youth basketball.
Yes, youth basketball, people.
I mean, come
on. Just play the game.